I'm doing good. I hope same for yourself, Sean.
Doing really well. Thanks for coming on the show. I always find it really interesting when we chat. It sounds like you put together another really interesting exhibit for the Heritage Museum in St. Albert. This one's called Raising St. Albert, Early Childhood. What inspired the creation of this one?
It kind of explores the history of those early years of childhood within our community. You get all these fantastic stories throughout history of childhood mischief and kind of the realities of being a kid in Western Canada in the past.
So how did you decide which stories or artifacts to include in the exhibit?
Yeah, so for artifacts, I wanted to kind of be able to show the diversity of childhood experiences in this area and kind of across Western North America. So in the exhibition, we feature material culture from indigenous groups around here locally, both First Nation and Métis, as well as European settler children and some of the items such as toys, some games, and then some child caring products like moss bags, cribs, strollers, things like that. So kind of give the breadth of childhood experiences here. And then for stories, we luckily here in St. Albert, we have a fantastic local history book where community members recorded their oral histories among their own families. And some of those stories that came out of that are just absolutely phenomenal and really shows and brings to life the childhood experience.
Chatting with Martin Bierens, he's the curator at the Musée Heritage Museum in St. Albert. They've got a brand new exhibit called Raising St. Albert, Early Childhood. Now, you mentioned some of the indigenous items. I understand you've got some indigenous cradle boards. Can you tell us where you source items like that?
Yeah, so one of the cradle boards here is an item within the museum's collection. That was made by a local woman here in St. Albert. She was of Ojibwe and Cree descent. Her name was Charlotte York, and her brother Bernard Mason, they made this cradle board kind of over a couple decades. It was a bit of a work in progress for a long time, and Charlotte eventually finished it in the 80s. And that cradle board, luckily enough for us here at the museum, has found its way here, and we're able to show it and kind of teach people about child raising practices like cradle board. And then we have three others that come from the collection of some private individuals who have agreed to loan it to us for educational purposes.
Would that include the 1950s training potty?
The training potty was a very generous donation from a local couple. It has been clean since it was last used, but it's a piece of history for sure. It's a very fun one. It's got some beautiful little cartoon art as well, with a cartoon cat chasing a butterfly or something like that.
It's called Raising St. Albert, Early Childhood. Online, where can we find some more deets?
Yeah, you can go to artsandheritage.ca. And if you're planning to come out, make sure to come this Saturday, August 16th at 3 p.m. And we'll be having the grand opening of the exhibit.
Oh, very cool. And that's all right there at the Arden Theater in St. Albert, downtown St. Albert.
Yeah, we're located within St. Albert Place.
Fantastic. Always very interesting chatting with you, Martin. You put on some great work down there. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Sean. Great chatting with you, too.